Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 40. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as Radha. So then, Srivas Thakur began dancing in ecstatic love. Srivas vibrated sounds by slapping his armpits with the palms of his hands, and Srivas laughed very loudly. And thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these discussions about the pure transcendental mellow of Srimati Radharani. Absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya began dancing. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstatic love, and Swarup Damodara was singing, Lord Chaitanya said, "Go on singing! Go on singing!" Lord Chaitanya then extended his own ears. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love was awakened by hearing the songs of Vrindavan. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya inundated Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, with love of Godhead. Finally, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. In due course of time, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, afternoon arrived. After much singing, all four Sankirtan parties grew fatigued, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love increased twofold. While dancing, absorbed in Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared in the very form as Radharani. And seeing this from a distant place, Nityananda Prabhu offered prayers. Seeing the ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu did not approach, but remained a little distance away. Only Nityananda Prabhu could catch Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the ecstatic mood of Lord Chaitanya would not stop. And at the same time, kirtan could not be continued. Swarup Damodar then informed Lord Chaitanya that all the devotees were fatigued. Seeing this situation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came to his external senses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered the flower garden with all of his devotees, and after resting there for some time, Lord Chaitanya took his afternoon bath. There then arrived in large quantities a variety of food which had been offered to Sri Jagannath and a variety which had been offered to the goddess of fortune. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his afternoon lunch, and after his evening bath, Lord Chaitanya went to see Lord Jagannath. And as soon as he saw Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to chant and dance. Afterwards, accompanied by his devotees, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed sporting in the lake known as Narendra Sarovara. Then, entering the flower garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his meal. In this way, Lord Chaitanya continuously performed all kinds of pastimes for 8 days. Then, the next day, Lord Jagannath came out from the Gundicha temple and, riding on the rough car, returned to his own abode at Nilachala Purushottam. And as previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees chanted and danced with great pleasure. During the Pandu Vijay, Lord Jagannath was carried, and while he was being carried, a bunch of silken ropes broke. When the Jagannath deity is carried, at intervals he is placed on cotton pads. When the ropes broke, the cotton pads also broke due to the heavy weight of Lord Jagannath, and the cotton floated into the air. Ramananda Vasu and Sairaj Khan were present from Kulinagram, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great respect, gave them the following orders. Lord Chaitanya ordered Ramananda Vasu and Sairaj Khan to become worshippers of these ropes, and every year bring silken ropes from their village. After telling them this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed them the broken silken ropes, saying, "Just look at this sample. You must make ropes that are much stronger." Lord Chaitanya then informed Ramananda Vasu and Sairaj Khan that this rope was actually the abode of Lord Shesha, who expands himself into 10 forms and who serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After receiving these orders from Lord Chaitanya for the rendering of service, the fortunate Sairaj and Ramananda Vasu were very highly pleased. And so thereafter, every year, when the Gundicha temple was being cleansed, Sairaj and Ramananda Vasu would come with the other devotees and with great pleasure bring the silken rope. And thus, Lord Jagannath returned to his temple and sat on his throne, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence along with his devotees. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the Rathayatra ceremony to his devotees and also performed the Vrindavan pastimes with them. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and endless. Why, even Sahasravadana, Lord Sheshanaga, cannot reach the limits of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Recorded June 28, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Sri Jayadeva Kaver Idam Uditam Udaram. Srinu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhava Saram. Keshavadrita Dashavidha Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Meena Sharira. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Matsya Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Kachapa Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare.
Keshavadritta Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Varaha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Narasingha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Trivikrama Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Upendra Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Urukrama Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Bhrigupati Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Parashurama Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Rama Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Ramachandra Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Haladhara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Baladeva Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava Dritta Balarama Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Sankarsana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha
O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, for you appear in the forms of these 10 incarnations. In the form of Matsya, you rescue the Vedas, and as Kurma, you bear the Mandara mountain on your back. As Varaha, you lift the earth with your tusk, and in the form of Narasimha, you tear open the chest of the Daitya, Hiranyakashipu. In the form of Vamana, you trick the Daitya king Bali by asking him for only 3 steps of land. And then you take away the whole universe from him by expanding your steps. As Parushuram, you slay all the wicked Kshatriyas. And as Ramachandra, you conquer the Rakshasa king Ravana. In the form of Balaram, you carry a plow with which you subdue the wicked and you draw towards you the river Yamuna. As Lord Buddha, you show compassion toward all the living beings suffering in this world. And at the end of Kali Yuga, you appear as Kalki to bewilder the Milechas, the degraded low-class human beings.